now.
Capital 263.
Guys, I'm not gonna say what are you doing? I don't want. Mark, why are you here?
Guys,
why
Mark is noisy.
Mark is very noisy, and it's ish.
Fine, I'll keep quiet for the rest of the podcast. How's that?
Anyway.
Tawaraji, Achidotichi.
What about you doing?
Welcome to the Ayonai and the Other Guys. A podcast about unfiguring out adulthood in 30 or so minutes. Yes, I got it today. And today we have someone who's wearing a Black Panther t-shirt.
Yes, that's because I haven't ordered my Endgame t-shirt yet.
From
obvious. From Brother Bay.
Do you know what? He actually was so mad about that. I was like, what is wrong with you people?
Who's Brother Bay?
Please fill me in.
Panache. Okay.
Who's that?
You need to catch up on the podcast.
You're going to understand what you're talking about.
Okay.
Otherwise, how are you?
I'm good. I'm amazing.
Honestly. Anyway, let me leave the t-shirt alone. Mark, the noisy one.
Like I said, I'll try to be.
Mark, you're not a stray anymore. You're actually a noob. You've been here a couple of times. I can't even count anymore.
It's been too long. Hi, guys. How are you? It's awesome to be here. It's been a while.
How's been the year?
Shut. The year has been hectic. I mean, the last time I saw you, the internet was shut down between now and then. You know, the internet was shut down with a new year. A lot happened. And yeah, it's good to be here. I miss you guys.
I did not miss you at all.
Serious? Why?
Yeah. And cool. We have a proper stray. A stray brought by Archie.
Guys, this year I'm on fire.
Can you clap heads? Because Archie's doing the most.
Yes. Stray, what is it? Oh, Stray. We call our guests Stray.
Strays. I know, you're going to be shocked.
Recruitment agency.
Hi, Marigold.
Marigold with the office.
Mm. Marigold with the boardroom. We named the boardroom after her. That's how much we like her at work.
Yay.
She must work very hard.
Yeah. Everyone works very hard at our workplace. By force.
Mm-mm. Not you.
Mm. Not you. Work hard.
See?
Really?
She's your intern. I can't.
Okay, so Marigold, just for the record, how is it like having Archie as a boss? Be honest, it's fine. Free to do it? Oh, free to say it, free to do it.
When your boss tells you to come here, it's straight up.
See, I'm awesome.
No, you're not.
He's a good one.
Okay.
No, you're not.
Skittles, how are you?
I'm great. Mm-hmm. I'm done with exams. I can sleep a lot. So I'm good.
You should go get checked out. I told you got sleeping sickness.
I want to gain weight, so let me sleep.
For what?
For the sake of it.
I don't know. Do you want to get married?
No, man.
So she needs to gain weight to get married.
Married.
Like, there are some cultures where women, you know.
Wait. What did you just say to me? I should gain weight to get married. No.
Yes.
But still, what does my weight have to do with
the context? There are some cultures where kids are forced.
Which cultures are these?
It's on YouTube. It's a documentary where kids are force fed. So that they gain weight and they are made ready for. They are fattened for marriage.
And they're fattened for marriage.
No, for real.
Wait, I watched something like that.
But what exactly. do they do to the guys then?
Nothing.
Nothing.
You have it easy.
So apparently they say that the fuller you are, the more beautiful you are. So yeah, that's the whole. I'll send you the link, guys. It's a YouTube documentary.
This is horrible.
I'm
actually very ugly.
Yeah, she'll come back very ugly. Yo, but she look cute in a uniform.
Mark has been on with this Skittles in a uniform thing since he saw her.
Mark, buy the uniform I wear it. Open the show.
There we go.
Okay.
Huh?
What do you
want to be? For the sake of it, just I feel like I'm underweight.
How many kilos are you?
Let's not talk about that. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's like the Dark Ages.
She's getting ready for the slaughterhouse.
No, actually, I'll tell you off air. Alone, these two. No, you can't hear that part.
Why not? I mean, last week.
I haven't checked in a while. I was like 70 the last time.
Was it sometime this week? I can hear on Twitter. She did some of the things I say about my life. Come on. It's
no,
the same. Just say it.
No, because I recently got weight, so I know. I was very disappointed, actually.
You don't suffer from anorexia, right?
No.
Cool. So you're fine. And besides, don't let the white men dictate these things for you.
Slender.
This thing called BMI was invented by the white people to body shame black people, guys. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm. So don't let these white
you people... You just want to know. That's why you're agreeing. I know what I'm
going to tell you. I'm going
to pick a safety shoe.
Actually, you're the worst. Revenge. Anyway, let's go to about a week ago before this gets out of hand.
About a week ago, week ago.
Before Skittles starts.
So while you're off air, Skittles got a call. We're kumba by four.
And the irony of it is how last week in the podcast we spoke about how are these girls going to get married with curfews.
You know? Yeah?
Man,
I'm so
down.
You know
the best way, you go pick a uniform, you'll be good.
I'm marking uniform.
Okay, Mark, this is nonsense.
Anyway,
number
guys,
one.
You know, this is about a week ago, but it happened today. So,
Andy.
I woke up in the morning and I had a message from my apartment caretaker. Like he's the one who communicates with me on behalf of my landlord, who I think feels is too important to talk to me because I've never spoken to her in my life, never met her at all, which works for me perfectly. But anyway, he was forwarding me messages, which I think she sent to him. And the gist of the matter is, these guys want whatever value my rent currently is to now be US dollar. It's like a mountain ruba de eshesh, jugunzingaite US dollar.
And right now I can bet that actually work by robot in the region of 700-800 bond.
No, it's not like that. It's like 4. Okay. So this woman wants me to cough up 1.6 RTGS for an apartment.
Yeah, basically that's what's happening everywhere.
Yeah, what I've noticed.
No, people have been raising it, but not like that.
What I've noticed,
especially in avenues areas, people are now just charging strictly in USD.
Listen, not even avenues.
Kwenyu.
Yeah,
everywhere.
But $250.
You
see, $250 makes sense. I won't pay it still though, but you know what? $250 makes sense. You can't jump and like give me $400.
So wait, you were paying. Let me get this straight. You're paying $4.
Mm.
And then now it's just times...
Four.
Times four.
Yeah. Ah, okay. So you're now supposed to pay 400 US.
No, yes. 400 US or 1.6.
No, that's what happened. Grindel does that as well. So
guys.
And this has been paid... Like,
besides massive savings.
We have been paid...
And that is the perfect segue into it.
Besides massive savings, no one else going to pay, right?
What's massive savings? How much money?
The minimum they're going to get 600 pounds.
Okay, wait.
RTGS.
Muna nenga ku minimum muna geta se.
The list of
are we talking a cleaner, sweeper?
No,
are we talking
like
a teacher?
I don't think so. I'm thinking one of those teachers, aninga first year.
Like a student teacher. Your,
yeah, exactly. Those are the lowest I know, based on teachers.
My divider by four, we remember it.
$150.
Amana.
Are you
this country, girl?
About this country, like Zimra, ye our government, joining your duty, we're now charging in US dollars.
US.
But when they raise your salary, you're still earning $150.
So. But then they got this thing where they are importing cars free of duty. So
yeah, if you've served for 10 years, I think.
So yeah.
Kubasa kwedu. Pakai twachi a workers council meeting. Regarding nema workers, kudachi salary reduced by 400%. Because ne HR is 8%.
Eight.
Eight.
Like one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
From 400.
Well.
And like, is that what they did in the end?
Oh no, I watched it. I mean,
no,
but I was
faith. Sick.
Do
you
have
faith in them?
In who? In who?
In your
workers council.
Does it not fit in anyone?
Because we're not going to go with zero. Even in my 400%,
I know,
8%.
Right? And then you get 8%. That actually happens.
I mean, okay.
Like if
you don't have John Amantin, Banoyachi.
I just accept the 8%. You're going to get 8%. It's an angle
I got here, but it's a recent month end. But change.
I mean, but you know, I mean, Marigold, what are you complaining about? You've got a boardroom, sir. What are you complaining about?
Marigold is living the life.
Complain? I'm not complaining. I'm
She's living the life. You're living large.
But did you see how the newspapers put this new increase in my salary? Which I knew, I get to say.
I'm teaching.
Yanzi civil servants to get 400 million.
Yes. Like these guys. Must be doctors. That is what
must be doctors.
Those are no hitter guys. But anyway, yeah, that's
And another thing, it's 600 from what? Because this could be another 8%.
Exactly. That is so true.
Well, I don't remember. 580, guys.
No, it can't.
Yaga one this on that. No. 580 yaga to one this.
But there's this organization that is with focus. What do you call it?
Zinara.
Do yaga to 25,000 for the company. Did you see that on TV yesterday on that?
Video? Hey, what? Ina Anzi. Anzi my judge. Anzi can spend 155,000 kuno tenga mawiga wa.
It's something of that sort.
US dollar.
Yeah.
Divided by myself. No, look down.
And my judge. So the judge's thing was, I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday. And they spent about 155,000 could not think out those funny wigs of theirs.
So if you're an entrepreneur in Zimbabwe, this is the good space.
Yeah, that is.
Nah, you won't be kicking that.
Make your own wigs. Yeah? Imagine.
Nah, not in Zimbabwe, sir. We have to buy them outside. Because it's high quality.
And
I got it made in China.
I blast boots, it's not the whole boots in white.
No, you can just get sheeps, not black sheeps.
Okay.
Yeah, only was in one. This is
oh,
no,
oh,
no, no, no.
That was you. It was.
That wasn't the ticket. Anyone.
It was.
No,
it wasn't.
Why are you making it? Why are you making it? What are actually? Actually, I want to text Ona and tell him what I just said.
No, I'm not going to text Ona.
I don't know what he's doing. Anyway,
I was looking for the Peter House thing, but it's in the next segment. Anyhow,
why are you looking for it now?
On Twitter. I want to know what you guys are talking about. What else happened about a week ago?
Oh, the vice president.
Yeah, the vice president tried to X down his wife. So I heard.
What had happened? Wait, and, so you heard. Was it in the news?
I saw this. Was it on the internet?
Okay,
I didn't get the full gist of the story, but what happened is, so these guys are divorced, right?
Is it the one with the young wife?
Yes,
that one.
Is it
the
young
one with the fresh wife? Yes. Apparently, the wife, from what I hear, she's under 30.
I've heard of that too.
Yeah, wow. She's under 30. Yeah. Talk about freshness.
She actually looks young.
Yeah.
That is proper freshness. Yeah. You know, Zerana about, Skittles.
Exactly. Talk about freshness. Minus the uniform, obviously.
Yeah, obvious.
Yeah.
So what happened?
So these guys are getting divorced, or they are divorced, whatever the case. So,
they are divorced. Yeah.
So you went to where she stays, apparently to get one of the cars, and then I hear that he actually had to push down the gate to get in, like literally run down the gate to get in, and it was with these peoples, and yeah, just messy.
Just to take the car.
I don't get it. I mean, what's the point if you're getting the car?
I mean, we can buy him another one.
It's our money, exactly. Yeah. We can buy him another
we
one.
We can buy him.
Yes, we can. It's our money. Yeah, it's our money.
Yeah. Whether we like to or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you want him arrested?
Obviously, no one is above the law.
I don't know, whatever happened, but it should come out. If something happened, we need
Thing is, this whole thing happened in front of the police. So... already there's a problem
in fact
police actually said this happened, I'm going to report.
No guys, like what
No, the police didn't stop the guy. Police said, let me go report.
Report. Yes.
That's to the police.
Yes, to the police.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, like what they say, some we're all equal, but some animals are more equal than others. Yeah.
Yeah, goals.
But you don't get it, though.
Yeah, I mean, you look, some people have boardrooms, yeah? And you don't have boardrooms.
Yeah. So clearly, but they're only 2 weeks old.
You know? Yeah. Exactly. Wow. I mean,
life is good for
to add insult to injury.
Imagine.
Life is not fair, guys. Anyway, that was
but
about
I actually
it.
Think no, it's that's fair. Not... I think life is fair because it's unfair to everyone.
Says the person with the boardroom.
Says the person.
Hey,
not even
fair because it's unfair to everyone.
Everybody else.
It's unfair to everyone.
You are still far away. Mark also has his complaints. Everybody's complaining though. Is anyone happy?
I'm happy.
Guys, I actually want to do a survey. How many people right now, like who are formally employed, are actually like going to work and saying I'm enjoying my job and what I'm doing? How many?
Archie seems to enjoy his job.
Yeah.
Maybe he does.
This is the
like seriously. Yeah. I really want to find out how many people are going to their jobs and are going there and saying, "Wow, I'm enjoying my job and I'm enjoying whatever is happening right now. I love the space I'm in with regards to my job." How many people are actually doing that?
Yeah. I think it's very few, though, to be honest, because of a lot of things and like the job itself could be fine, but now the economy is so straining that you can't even enjoy a job that you enjoyed. Because, look, if at the end of the month, your landlord decides that your rent is now US dollars.
Exactly.
It's easy.
Just like that.
But, like, I'm
obviously... you're paid in US dollars.
I'm obviously going to start getting to work and feeling like, you know what, but y'all niggas ain't doing me right. My rent has gone up times four, shooting my salary as well. But the problem is, as a country, we are not making, like, in terms of economically, we are not making... any money is going to times four because my price is accurate times four.
But actually, isn't that how it's supposed to be then?
No, it is if the money is being made. Because whenever we give people money that's not being made, that's how we have constantly messed up our economy. Like, why times four here? But you work on which is what
I
mean, but it's.
I'm not time is by phone.
We don't do that. It's just we are very nice. We let people right.
Okay.
Imagine being stuck in a sequence. You need to use Vi and then move.
Guys, how much is it to call now?
Didn't it go up to like 22 cents?
Yeah.
Per minute?
Yeah.
Yep.
So from a dollar, I now get what? 4 minutes? Yeah. Somewhere there.
Yeah. Went up from 16 cents. So it didn't really change.
It's
much.
Okay.
Yeah. Which amount need the no Wi-Fi yet till one? $60, bro.
I've got the same problem too.
US dollars.
Look at you guys.
The price that was there before, it stays the same. But now.
It's in US dollars.
No, it's now times 2.5.
It yesterday, right?
Yes. So it's.
We used to pay 40, was it 49 or 42 bucks,
yes.
Like every month, right? Nezron Kushiga, Hanzi, Iowa. He said, I'm good, but there are 49 US and not 102 bonds.
Exactly. It's not take it to $5. It's now
$60. She was hurt, bro.
It is. Dude, it hurts. Now, I have to fork out now 60 bond just to pay for my monthly Wi-Fi need. And I'm like, guys, I'm a salary G.
Oh, so let's keep 150 bond in Dara. There's the guy I used to buy shoes from almost consistently. There was a time when I'd make sure every month I would buy.
Yeah. Wow, every month?
I don't know. I was trying to catch up on my childhood.
Wait.
Nah. Don't even lie. Don't like washing your shoes.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. What? I don't like washing my shoes.
So, Ugashan is like one octo rasa.
I want to rasa.
No, they are
just
there.
So that they are cleaned less often.
They are there,
no,
but they're dirty.
Mark, the thing is,
like, this how dirty
the thing
these
is
are.
That when he wears his shoes, Antika, he waits for her to come. When she comes, she comes. When she comes, she does them all.
Wow, she knows.
I just heard, man, she comes, okay. She comes. Who's coming?
Who's coming? Yes, who's coming? No, please elaborate. Who's coming?
Guys, no one is washing my shoes.
Okay, so, wait, Archie. You said this one, he used to buy shoes every month. Like I said,
that was a long time ago.
Even as a cleaner, do
you know what? It was actually just one of those OT. It wasn't like I had a lot of money, but I just felt like, you know what? I have, like, there was a time when I really wanted shoes, and I wore one pair of shoes for a very long time. Guys, I'm just kind of like, I get so younger because I didn't pay 1 year boot and it wasn't in good shape. Okay. I was like, you know what? Fuck that life. I am not going
to be you're a guy. How many pairs of shoes do we need? Yeah, guy.
I don't know. Who's prescribing?
The guy world?
No. There's weak no. What if he's my standard?
Oh,
wow.
Why? All of a sudden, I feel like my cleaners, they get paid more than my teachers. They do.
Clearly, yeah.
It's just we probably get paid to my teachers.
Oh, please.
That's how it is. We don't get paid a lot. But anyway, my story was that this guy now, when I see him, man, I go, shout, Buti Mari. And then he's like, ah, no, I can't 60. I'm like, you know what, nigga? My salary that I used to get when I used to buy your shoes hasn't changed. But your shoes have gone times four. We are not going to play this game.
Not anymore.
I'll buy when the economy gets good.
Will it ever get good?
I don't think so. So now it's a good thing I invested in shoes because I'll probably last a year.
Well done.
Our winter is coming, guys.
Oh, yes. And then last week, I said I was looking for a car. So I got a really, really old school, older than Marigold car.
Wow. Okay.
You get?
Actually, it's older than you too.
Oh, wow. Snap.
Maybe Mark.
Nah.
Mark, which year were you born in?
Let me look for my ID.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
this car ID could easily be older than everyone at this table except me.
Maybe you aren't.
Except you.
Mm. Yeah, because I was a year old when that the model came out.
Oh,
this is where I realized Mark is older than me. He's pulling out his ID.
Why are you pulling out your ID?
He wants to show he's me he's older than me.
it's a mental ID.
Oh god, no.
Yeah, it's the same year as you.
Okay.
We also want to see though.
Nah.
I can always show you mine.
You can come to my. Oh,
okay. That
okay.
Yeah, you know come down.
I like that. Okay.
Next Saturday, Marigold is going to be 21. So only 21.
Is there a party?
21.
Is there a party?
When is the party, Jay?
My birthday is on the 13th. Happy Sunday.
Oh. Saturday. Yeah, but I'm not into 21. I'm not into party. Of course, I know it's wrong party.
I know with girls.
No, I was given a cake though. I was given a cake.
I got a key.
And I ended up a cake and a key. Then my brother went out and he bought me a few beers. I want to see what happened afterwards.
My mother bought me a bottle of Famous Grouse.
Wow.
On my 21st.
She's cool.
She's really cool.
Skittles.
Yeah, she's a cool.
Are you 21 yet?
No. I'm 18.
Where's the uniform? Sorry, Skittles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jago Mir.
Yeah.
I missed Mark because he's noisy.
And he's irritating. Mm.
What else happened about a week ago?
Okay, so now there's a consent condom.
Ooh, yeah.
What is that?
It requires four hands to open the package.
I mean, building up.
So the both of us.
Yes, the
need
both
to be
of
holding
you,
the condom.
This thing. Uh-huh. Yeah.
To open
but
it.
It's not here, obviously. It's in Argentina.
But will it work in Zimbabwe?
Yes.
Vascar in Zimbabwe act like they don't know how to open condoms.
Because we don't.
Really?
I think that's bollocks.
We actually don't.
No, we don't.
We don't.
Serious?
She's right.
We don't.
Wow.
Girls all over the world can open condoms. Some
except
as, you know,
us.
Aywa. Not even for them as, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, like I said on this movie, yo, dude,
guys, like, how did it go there?
Okay, let's go back to the consent condom. So, what does this mean? Does it mean I'm not going to get charged with rape?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, that's what they're trying to combat.
Oh.
At the end of the day, because they're saying 94% of women are raped.
I can already visualize the
you know, in Angus and Zimbabwe, it's being made to protect us from fake rape charges rather than to protect women from actual rape.
True. How?
True.
Because if the condom was open, I only had two hands here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can imagine when this is happening. You take
Come
it out.
Baby, hold your true side.
Exactly. Something like that.
They ain't going back from here. You know, there's no going back. You can't say no.
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't. But, you know what? With the way women are fickle and the way they change their mind. Imagine. Mabatsirana. Oh, but you know.
You see?
I'll beat the shit out of you.
Yeah?
I'll beat the shit out of you.
No, what is wrong with me?
But why do Zim chicks do this though? Why? Why?
Okay, guys, have you slept with any other nationalities while you're there? Because you're busy saying white. Zim chicks.
No, it was here.
I'm getting skeptical.
I've never seen guys in other countries complain on Twitter.
Exactly.
Because your timeline is full of Zim guys.
No!
We wonder sometimes.
We have Nigerian friends.
Mm, South African.
You're South African?
Of course. We've never heard
the only common thing amongst all of those, amongst all women, what I've noticed is that they love money. Yeah.
And the girls went quiet.
I'm sure everyone
does. Don't you love money?
Nah, not to that extent.
I'm guys, I love money.
Thank you. Saga, your argument is gone.
Sugar, man.
The way I'm looking for one right now.
It was mommy that hit your life.
I'm so
hard. Oh, speaking of which.
Oh, yes. Mark does have a sugar mommy.
What? Yeah. No, hey guys, no. Yeah. No. No, 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 no. Mm-hmm. No, guys. Jenny use a transport team. Jenny use a transport.
It's a two-way thing.
No, may you go.
From work.
Is it just one way?
No, it's just one way.
Oh,
it depends. It depends.
What, does she leave early to go pick up the kids and then?
Yes. Yes. But in instances when she leaves late, train that is. And at times, can this Namari Kombi?
She's so generous,
guys. So, I mean, at times,
so you technically
like,
have one.
Yeah, that sounds like a sugar.
No.
Like, why is she paying your best friend?
Because she understands my situation.
Why is she pampering you that much?
Why?
What is she paying you for?
Nothing.
Makika.
Behind the scenes.
You guys. Trying to use a transport span up. What Skittles? What?
No. You see, not even for you.
Now, Mark, even though he want to put the episode on his status,
I just
privacy settings. Hide from.
I won't. I'm not putting this up on my status. It will only end with Twitter, I think. Yeah.
Well, you know you're safe.
Exactly. Because if people hear this.
Yes, you know how hard it is to get consistent transport from work.
Exactly.
You have fire. Why are you complaining?
Guys.
But imagine
it doesn't make sense.
It's like saying,
jeez. Unutinga ni staff price.
But it doesn't mean kuti andawe yako ikabvaruka rubasa ongononga andawe.
Why not?
You still have to kind of pay for it.
You pay staff price.
Even kwenyu mune ma staff price.
Eh.
Ku industry. Yeah. Guys, private kwedu ku hakune
izvo. That's not how
wow, hey. These people, Skittles, these,
are you
these,
two?
These fire people. Mm-hmm.
Mary, about Zero Basa Kuda, I'll pick a safety shoe.
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay.
Mark.
No, I feel like this is a short at Jerry. Hey, I can't even be, I can't pick a safety shoe. I was like, I suppose someone is going to get kicked.
Guys, you never know who you're going to bump into. Kuma rank kuri violence. You need to have a shoe that you can use.
Oh yeah, guys, what's the whole tear gas thing? What do tear gas in China?
Yes, about a week ago.
Yeah,
so it happened in this building, actually.
For real?
Yeah.
What?
So at the 263 chat offices, Apparently, there's a couple came in and tear gassed the place.
Why?
I was trying to check from Lovejoy's Facebook earlier on. It sounded like he was somewhere doing his job, which I believe should be taking photos. Must have taken some photos, and then they came after him. So he came and hid in the office, thinking safe. But well, he just got everyone tear gassed. Okay, sorry.
Why are you laughing at you?
That he got everyone tear gassed. But you know what? It's not funny. So, the tear gassing people in a closed room is already a big problem. In a enclosed, like, remember how we had beef with people chucking tear gas ku stadium ku
Gladys
when there was that other funny event?
Yeah.
So imagine he had Butternut Gardens. It's a lot smaller.
Yeah.
But this guy came in tear gas into office. Abanza gashuka for a door. Thump. And he used the gun. He didn't even throw it in the mawoko. And I think it hit Lovejoy in the stomach or something.
Do Zim Corps go through my refresher courses on what their job entails?
Or what human rights is? I think, you know, because it was really bad. It happened in the afternoon around 2-3. I came by later around 7:30 to pick up an episode. I was crying throughout the corridor because it was still there, bruh.
Yeah, so
imagine.
What? Where did you draw tear gas from?
Mara in kwenye kwa mbo, iso tear gas.
As you play with tear gas?
No.
Anzina Jerit tear smoke.
Oh wow. Mm.
And that's apparently what it's called, Mapurisa. They don't say tear gas, no, tear smoke.
Mm.
Wow.
So they came in and checked tear smoke at people.
Okay. It was interesting.
It was really bad, guys.
But
I just hope that nobody died.
No, no one died, but then the issue is now they actually took it to the... Funny enough, the police did that, and then they're going to report to the police. So...
I guess it still has to be reported to the police. It will be good to see what the police will do with this, because...
I don't have faith.
Same, yeah. Like I'm saying, guys, do our cops go through my refresher courses on what, on how to handle things like that? In an enclosed room, like, yeah, throw tear gas in an enclosed room, it's fine, guys.
Because they didn't want the pictures that were taken to go out. That's
so tear gas the room?
What was taken in the first place? That's the...
What he did. I love Joy, according to what he told me outside, because I was talking to him. He was saying I was taking pictures because they were removing. They were removing. Today I'm not going to have an episode, guys, because of Mark. They were taking... He was taking pictures of vendors, right? Because these guys were removing vendors from the street. So they didn't want that to go out. Sometimes they can be very forceful. Yeah. So yeah, it's that. So they were doing that, and then they took a phone from that office, from one of the police.
So they stole.
Basically, because they didn't have a warrant.
Yeah.
So now, why he came in is because you are not allowed, as a police officer, you're not allowed to get into the office and take somebody's stuff without a warrant, and they did that.
Steal Zim Corps.
Yeah, Akaba.
I mean, like, there's this one time we in my dad's car, Tango Muga thing in the bathroom, and then, but I end up my cops, and then they come. The first thing they ask us is, seriously? You came from the station without
a pen?
I know! What's your job? It's a case when I
have time to go phone.
It's a type of a phone.
I thought they were gonna come with to do like fingerprint shit. Niggas ain't even do that.
The only time you do fingerprints is when you cannot get my passport.
My fingerprints. Are they even going into a database?
No, we don't have a database. We don't
do
have
we?
Like an
we
no,
don't.
We don't like an electronic database. No, we don't. That's just for your passport, and that's it. You're done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then maybe when you commit a crime,
they can catch you.
Yeah. But otherwise, we're doing it just for the sake of doing it.
Because some other countries might do it, so yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't even know the importance.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, guys. Teacher Shik.
Yeah.
We will make it.
Anyway.
Today, this year is 39th, right? So yeah.
What? 39th year?
What the hell did she say?
Independence.
Oh, after independence. Yeah, we was trying to get what the hell you was
yeah,
on
Yeah, because
about.
We lost.
Israelites. Israelites. Hey!
Okay.
They're looking at you because it's going to pop
here. The United Methodists.
Oh, gosh.
It's a long
oh,
gosh.
Okay.
Trinity. No, Trinity and Duana on end. About United. Put Gasne and Tong and Diana United.
Yeah.
Even when you pick them out randomly, they turn
they
out to be from United.
United Methodist.
I hope you're not from.
Nah.
Where are you from?
Catholic.
Mm. Oh, God.
Catholic. Proud Catholic.
Okay. Well done.
My pens. Yes.
You
what
were...
about IG? Do you even go to church?
In Catholic.
Ooh, I haven't been to church in a while.
See? Wow. That Catholic thing.
Yeah, I also haven't been to church.
Yeah.
Been to church in a while.
Hey, our church doesn't charge.
Yeah, exactly.
To be proud of him.
Jesus yes. is yes. for all of us.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Next segment, please. Otherwise, it will not end.
True. Skittles is a what? Give
but on a serious note, girls need to go to church. Just saying.
Yeah.
Mm. Hashtags and dot com.
Hashtags and dot coms. So, when was it? Was it last week?
I'm not sure. 29th of March.
Yes. Peterhouse had their Peterhouse Book Day, which was held on the 23rd of March.
Or 23rd.
So the theme this year, wait, according
23rd.
To them, yeah, on their Twitter page was, and I quote, "We decided to change it up this year by introducing an extreme reading challenge where members of staff would encourage their students to read in an orthodox places context." Now, one picture came out whereby there was black kids wearing
Nembe.
Yeah. Like a black Nembe. Beside Pineji, Panemvet, Mwana, Arkuveringa. So I'm guessing these black kids were making noise for him. And him was reading there in a noise environment.
Oh, he was in a war zone. Okay, they were
yes.
wearing.
Let's say it as it is before we take our perspectives on it.
Yes.
Thank you.
They were wearing animal skins, holding shields and spears, exactly. And he was sitting by a tree
reading. Yes.
Yes.
Mm. And then after that, Twitter exploded. Like black Twitter exploded, like what they do all the time. And they said, that is racist. You know, that is racist. That is so wrong. Why would you encourage such? And I'm like, but guys, what personally I didn't see anything wrong with that. Coming from the context.
The extreme reading.
Yes. Coming from the context, I did not see anything wrong with that.
Mary, what do you think?
Wow.
Just went there.
What's the point?
Mary is out there catching feels.
Why not? So you also think it's
Mary
racist?
Mary Gold has the right to be catching all types of feelings because, I mean...
Oh, I love
She just spoke about herself in the third person.
I know, right?
Go on.
So, do you think it's racist too?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It is. Okay. It is.
I mean, this is the irony coming from someone who went to a private school.
I thought it was fine, and it was a bit on the creative side. And I'm pretty sure, like, because it was posted on the official Peterhouse account, I'm pretty sure they would have tried to think about it before they put it out. Like, guys.
Why black?
Hmm? Huh?
Did you see the other picture where a black kid and a white kid were hoisting up a black kid and was reading? Why didn't you talk about that as well? To say the white kid
oh,
is being...
Oh, this is so yes, nice.
Yes. Why? Why stick to one picture and then make...
Because one person said that because on Twitter they only posted that one picture. So
did you
the
go
other,
to, no.
listen, the other pictures were on Facebook and no one has time to go hunting on Facebook.
So what's the problem?
You're lying. People will go and hunt a file video. Yepa news the 10 years ago to come bring it to Twitter.
Yeah.
Exactly. And no one can bring these pictures from Facebook. No.
And they just wanted to catch feelings. That's mm-hmm. what I thought.
In Angle, when you look at people's tweets, it looks like there are a lot of people whose parents worked hard and sent them to private schools. But they didn't enjoy the experience and they have found time
oh,
to
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Please, let's not go there.
They're just waiting for the
Oh, yeah. And then someone then came and did the whole thing. Like, we did the national anthem in English. Then we were punished for speaking in vernacular. Things like that. You know?
Accent But this is Sharuku Radziwana.
Oh, yeah, and then my Fazema
Eridon. Oh, yeah, the that was the cherry on top. Oh,
what did she good. Say?
But, so apparently, a post came out from 2014. Yeah, people have got time to dig out stuff.
Everyone was now digging into her life is because there was another post. Because of this racist whole thing that was going on, another post came out where this guy was talking about how in Zimbabwe, in terms of languages, we value English a lot, right? And we teach our children English and all that, and we need to change that. And especially private schools have this habit of actually making English so important. You get it? So now people
the medium of communication
going back and forth about that post. Then that's when she replied, Kuti, you guys, if you are so touched about private schools, then just take your kids away from the private schools, put them somewhere else, and we're done.
I think this is also.
Then everyone was in an uproar because they were saying if she was elected to go into parliament, she would not represent everybody because she came from a private school. That's why she's supporting private schools.
Do you know what, guys? Let's not lie to each other. The benefit of your child being in a private school is exactly that. That is the benefit.
Yeah,
but then people are not seeing that now.
Okay, so what do people want? They want their kids to go to a private school for the food.
No. Let private schools be holistic in their approach.
Holistic how, Skittles?
By, I don't know, teaching Shona at some point.
The minute you go to a private
school. Any other language.
You learn Shona Umbakwenyu. You learn Shona Umbakwenyu. Will you learn the Welek Umbakwenyu school? You learn English.
That's right.
Guys.
Because in as much as people want to complain about that, I should be able to complain that it's not fair that I can't find a school that will teach my children Ndebele in Harare.
Yeah, what they were saying. Then someone said, you can't just point English. Then you have to put Ndebele as well in that.
Yeah. I think that becomes it.
In any
like,
other language, because we can't stick to two.
But the thing is, no business does everything. And data raka cheaper zvokufa but re slow no end of one fusion.
Wow.
Can I start data no fire no end of
Equinix?
Wow. Let's not even go there.
No, that's just the truth. We're just being honest here.
Yeah. That's just what you know though.
Despite okay.
You
know. That's where we work. We're just being honest.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I mean, I didn't see anything wrong with that.
Guys, can we take it from a perspective that we have a colonial past that everyone is just so
and we can't erase that, Skittles. We can't, unfortunately, guys, we can't erase that.
No, but you know the problem with us catching feelings about this is none of us know the relationship between the children in that photo. These could be really good friends. And now Zakrochki's out of picture because you don't know how to.
For all you know, these kids came up with that idea. For all you know, these kids came up with that idea to say, you know what, guys,
let's make form as if they are past form. Yes,
form three, form four. For
so
all you know,
at the end of the day, at that time, they're really doing African history.
For
so
all you know, the school was like, kids, come up with ideas. Why do you think it will be an extreme reading challenge? So I'm like, oh, maybe making noise for someone. Cool, let's do that.
Yeah, then bam, you see the kids in the pool.
Yeah, the kids in the pool.
Things like that.
Like you see, the whole thing was pretty cool, but
Twitterverse, Zim Twitter, and catching feelings and being angry at anything and everything just for the sake of having
I
argument.
I guess let's just talk about it. Who is naming this leader?
Is it about name, guys, baby?
I think it was props.
But guys, wasn't the name a part of our culture? Remember, this is part of our culture? Last time I checked, clothes came with the white people. Nembe was what we wore.
It's okay.
No, I'm just saying, guys.
You're
just
proud.
I'm just saying. Kutizoni, we're coming from a space whereby this was part of our culture. Why are we shaming that part of ours?
We are not shaming. We are just saying some people should not perpetuate it.
I don't know what this is. I think private schools, to an extent, are genuinely racist places. I think when you're actually there and you're on the ground and the place is actually racist, I get it. But you know, we're not gonna heal as a nation from all this colonial stuff if we do it like this.
That's the thing, guys. It's something we cannot erase. We have to stay with it for the rest of our lives, unfortunately. You know? And yeah, you find that maybe at times there'll be a perpetuation of certain stereotypes and whatnot.
See, but the thing is,
can we really get rid of it? I don't think so, in my opinion. I don't think so. It's what we've grown up with, guys.
And how about using the same energy to complain about potholes?
Okay. I knew you were going to go there.
Ah, guys, there's so many things wrong with our country. And we don't even put in that much energy. Guys. Remember when was the data must fall? When Ethernet data prices went up?
That was years ago.
Yeah, it must have been like 2 years ago. Yeah. But energy, ataka itatichi wavira price ya data. Given that 2 weeks before, the government had removed or had put VAT on basic commodities like meat, bread, and oil, and no one had complained. People were now paying extra for their sugar, for their rice, for their bread, but no one complained.
So do you think our priorities are screwed up?
Our priorities are screwed up.
They are screwed up. And I feel like I just feel like Twitter has just got a lot of angry people. Guys, we are angry.
This actually tallies with what Nyasha said on one podcast.
Twitter is full of angry people. Zimbos are angry. Whatever they are angry at, we don't know. But yeah, Zimbos, yours are angry at something. And yeah, you need therapy. That's the honest truth.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're just who we are. That's just us.
A culture of complaining and shouting and ranting.
Okay, do you think Peter House should say sorry?
For what?
For the post.
No.
Idea. If it's those kids, let's see what people are going to say when it's those kids who come up and say we are so. You'll see people going, now they've gone and forced the black kids to apologize for their own shit. That's what's going to happen.
Okay.
This country. Yeah.
I think we are done. This just went in another direction.
Huh? I think it just starts from the creation. I think Zimbabweans, there's something.
Don't say Zimbabweans. People come to you, and they'll kill you.
That's just us.
But you can't tear gas in boardroom, Marco.
Not in my boardroom, please. Not in mine.
You're nonsense. It's gonna come up.
I work hard, guys.
Okay. Who's doing the voice?
You are doing the voice, not me.
It's the lover boy. Station. Dude, did you just bring that up?
We had to.
Welcome boy. To the feeling station. Nyasha does it so much better.
I know, right?
Mm. Probably presented by what? Lover boy.
No.
And the consensual condom.
And I need the consensual condom.
You do.
We all do.
Yeah, you do.
My life would be fine.
Okay.
We all do.
But in today's Feeling station. Mark wants to talk about the bear allowance.
Yes, for guys.
So he is asking if guys should get bear allowance.
Yes.
And he apparently has a friend who was attacked on Twitter.
Yeah, so I've this friend of mine, Le Big Ash, shout out to you. Mm-hmm. Some 2 weeks back, is it? I got posted a screenshot and he actually said, well, why are you that I came down? And just like that, well, why are you going to? And then the whole of Twitter first came down. Again, Zim Twitter and being angry. Came down on him. Men and women alike. She say, ukufara puwa mari, that's not so manly. Warwara. And it just became
a
whole
thing.
I like it was so crazy. It became a thing.
But
it became a huge thing. And
but why was he posting it? And over and
I cover it.
Okay.
Okay. There we go. Okay.
And that's why social media is there. So you post, right?
So you post what? That your girlfriend gave you 100 bucks?
So you post what? That you got money?
And just go on your account.
It's to guys, post a salary.
No, it's just appreciation. guys, my girl did something nice for me.
Exactly. So we appreciate her in the community.
Yes.
Do you know
it's
what?
Just appreciation.
You can say your girl did something nice for you without putting a screenshot. Hey. Well, okay, but all right. Social media and
Yemuno. But yeah, so from there, it just became a thing. And yeah, Twitterverse just came down on him. And yo, it was so crazy.
But what do you think?
Just be appreciation is nice. Appreciation is nice if it's both.
No, we're not asking you about that.
Hey, and read out. Mm. Oh, read out. I want it. Oh, guys. Guys,
shout out to Mark's girlfriend.
A relationship.
The way you smile, man, past that, bro.
A relationship is made up of two people. Yeah?
50-50. And,
well, not 50-50 per se, but it can be one partner just doing the appreciation and whatever all the time.
Equality. Equality matters.
Yes, and Skittles. I'm also chamber equality.
Marigold, would you give Bay allowance?
Anna.
I
gave the right paddle today. Whoa!
She's out here, straight honest. Koyo Skittles, would you give Bay allowance to dude?
It's not your birthday for
you. Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, and under what circumstances does one deserve bear allowance?
No, not circumstances.
I think that's where we need to talk about. No. Listen to where I want to go with this.
Uh-huh.
And okay. Do team, we both work and chase it to one Mariedu Shoganakanak. But do you want a bear allowance? And for me, that's bear allowance. But if I'm unemployed and bear non dipo Mari,
Okay.
Provided you are unemployed, not
one. If I was unemployed, you would give me.
Yeah.
Hey. You know, I once dated someone who did that
case,
for me.
Okay, sorry, Ash, I'm about to out you. In this case, Ashley works and the girlfriend is in university.
I would.
dude. You can't say
that. Why?
What to marry Mwana?
Okay, let's go home.
Wait, nah, you know this information. That's what I'm asking.
I don't.
So she doesn't.
Do you not?
I don't know.
Do you not really?
I don't know.
Justifying her.
Justifying what? Because I feel like appreciation should be both ways. I can be the one always.
But in this case, but it's okay. It looks weird.
No. It's okay.
What's weird about it, Skittles? It's only weird because you've grown up in a society which tells you that a man must provide you with everything.
Nah, and there's nothing wrong with Asha Chijiga Mari Madara Erupi Amskana.
It's just going
guys.
Because
gonna use a racket rich gonna mkandra wire. Root up your marine matara.
Bruh, don't do that.
Please don't do that.
Guys, okay. 3 out of 4 people on this table were in college at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Are in. One is on her way.
Uh-huh.
And guys, college day, if I didn't say, I'm not
okay, that's very true.
That's very true.
And unless you were last born and all your other siblings were working and your parents were still working, why if I didn't say, I'm college?
True.
Mm.
And this shorty can throw a nigga $100. Which college is she at?
Hey, no, let's not go there.
MSU. I think, you see, if that's where she is, I think we're done.
Achika. No.
I don't do that.
Can we just appreciate? Probably she comes from a rich family.
Yeah, maybe she comes from a rich family.
Okay, yeah. I guess.
Where did money come from?
Why are you asking?
I'm not saying I won't take their money.
That's being disrespectful.
Because with the way you want the new car, so
good. Yes. Actually, your girlfriend knows that you want a new car. She just comes, babe, oh, 1,000 other TGS dollars. Kwani sira bamareke kutenga moto. Unorambirei. Maybe she's been saving up for all you know. It's part of her saving. Why are you asking where did it come from?
How would someone I'm dating be saving this thing as you?
Ah, bruh.
Transparency in the relationship.
Hey, relationship.
We have to be transparent.
Here. Wow. Really? Yeah. So you have to know everything that I'm saving up for.
Maybe not what you're saving up for. But if I was dating someone, I'd be like, yo, I'm putting money aside because I'm trying to get a car. And
because you don't demand a less.
Wow.
Well done. Can you be more grown?
Yeah.
You're just too young for me, but... Hey.
Huh?
Oh, okay. See. Wrong.
Okay. Okay.
No,
okay.
No.
That just means south.
You?
I know. So don't tell us. Make us sense,
just make us sense, guys. No, but seriously, Archie, what is wrong with your girlfriend coming to see and saying, Archie, baby, all that's it. What's wrong with that? What is
exactly
wrong with that?
Exactly. Oni was asking Gutiya Bakubu. All right. It's like if you were and you and Joshuari and straight out of college. Maybe you are now working internship levels there at Uptanga. You know her background, but she starts rolling a Benz. Eh, Andrea, you to what I'm saying? That question, Mr. Say, she takes you to Noosh. What, you don't care where the money comes from?
She builds herself and it's a RTG. This is not a Nita's RTG. But seriously, guys, that's the thing. My issue, I'm just saying. I don't know. We're just growing up in a society which is one-sided, you know?
Yeah, well, it is true that...
I mean, if a guy appreciates his girl, it's fair and fine. But if a girl tries to appreciate a man, it becomes a problem. Why?
Well, usually girls appreciate their men in a different way, but...
We say that's the only way, actually. We say that is to be the only way.
I didn't say it's the only way.
But why? Why does that have to be the only way?
No, do you know what? I'm not saying Bay shouldn't appreciate me, and obviously part of me comes from the near old school. Yekuti, I should be able to kind of provide, and I'm not saying Kuti Bay should never help out or should never just throw me money. Mm-hmm. But why money? Buy me something.
Oh, so you want?
Like a gift makes sense as a gift. If it's appreciation.
So that's your bare allowance.
No, I mean, I'm on a bare allowance. Imari, what do I need the money for?
Does it matter? It's up to you. Go drink
it. It's up to you. Go drink it or
go buy
something.
Exactly. Can you
go
see?
Go buy an Endgame T-shirt.
And you didn't get a T-shirt yesterday, and then you come.
Exactly. You already know what I like. You could buy me an Endgame or some Marvel T-shirt every
other
week.
Okay, we get it. You love Marvel. Gosh.
Yes, I do.
So you're saying that money intimidates you more than having the actual being given a gift?
No. I'm saying maybe unlike Ash, I don't need money as much.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Gift me is what I'm saying. I'm just trying to... Guys, you know, bare allowance, guy. We're not joking around. Bare allowance is not one-time money. And
no, maybe just a once-off.
A once-off is a gift. Bare allowance, yeah, man. And your wounds are, should a guy be getting bare allowance?
You should. You know?
Every month.
Not every month, guy. Not every month. Maybe what? Like once every 2 months? I don't know.
Mark! What? Shout out to your girlfriend. I'm saying this again.
Why?
Okay, so
thanks, you know.
She really needs to hear this.
So what's a reasonable amount for bare allowance also? Okay, but you know what? Actually, I think I was wrong about this whole thing. There's nothing wrong with bare allowance.
Okay.
Do you know what? Uh-huh. I'm actually just trying to picture and Friday. In Friday, Zakuma 4, Basara Kupera. What are you doing? Echo cash wire. They know all my drinks.
Exactly.
Yo! I don't know. Bare allowance is good.
Thank you. Hey, thank
sorry,
you.
I was
thank
wrong. Forgive me.
You were a child. You were a child back then. Now you're grown. You were a child back then. Now you're grown.
But you see, the unfortunate thing is, still, in a purpose, even if I don't use it for that end, I'm going to tell you, baby, no go to my drinks. That's that. But
hey, you can also consider transport.
But it's yeah. transport. But bear allowance. Skittles doesn't want to talk about this bear allowance thing.
I don't, because I don't have a standpoint.
Oh, yeah, Skittles said she would give.
Yeah, she said she would give.
I said, I think.
If I was broke or generally if you had money. Because there's also good to me.
Exactly.
Maybe you generally have more money than your dude.
Yeah, I would give it. But at the end of the day, it's going to cause problems. Though.
Exactly. What problems? How?
You human ego.
Do we ever feel like our giving you money will cause problems?
Exactly.
Because you're wired to do that. You start thinking, Koti, this girl ish. My guy. No, not Kutakapira. That's not even where I was taking it. But it could work. Makapusa.
Where is actually that work? Coming from?
Then, number two, you did say there are some people who were raised on traditional aspects, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they are the providers in their head. Like me giving you, ish, you're gonna think this one.
But
guys, you know, I'm gonna pay a bare allowance. My shandira and those we eat.
Challenge accepted, right?
Challenge accepted.
I had to ask.
But in the first place, why would you get a girl
Mary Gold, what are you saying?
Nothing.
What did she?
Why
would you get a girlfriend that is way higher than usual? Would you actually feel out of place like that?
This is as usual when you meet her. Could be Biano and Maria.
Listen, are you dumb or what?
So you're saying I should ask you how much babe?
No,
how much
it's not about that. You can see that. I mean,
it's cricket.
Exactly.
A fairly basic place.
Yeah, it's going to cricket next week. I just hooks up with the chick there. Hi, what's up? Ah, my name is Mark.
We can tell the difference between an expensive weave and
exactly. To us, a wig is a wig.
Everything is Brazilian.
If it flows with the wind and doesn't move as one part.
One day I take you out to Nando's. Next time she's like, come Mark, let me take you out as well. She takes me out. Why would I be asking how much are you getting paid?
Why would you take him for doing that though?
In what? In being taken
every
out?
Every time, yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Man up.
Wow. Hey. Okay.
You see, Mary Gold. Mary wants a man's man.
Clearly, I'm not a man's man.
She's not trying to get these half men.
Floating around in Harare.
Wow.
That's just
not to be a kept man.
Half man. We ain't settling for less.
Wow. She ain't settling for less.
She knows what she wants. But you see what?
Thank God you're leaving. Thank God you're leaving.
I don't want to know Canada.
Because in Zimbabwe, I don't think there's anyone who can, yeah.
But
this will be building on last week's feeling station.
Oh, God.
And,
oh, no.
It's coming to you, Skittles. So,
why me?
Mary Gold, relatively younger, wants a man's man.
Mm-hmm.
She wants a man who will provide. Mm-hmm. And
from A to Z, top to bottom.
Maybe not A to Z, top to bottom. But just. And Skittles. And then Garu Yutaka Kubuma Buma. I don't know, but it's not changing. So, yeah, it's Nyaya with Skittles is a cow. Because last week she said she's a cow because. She's now relatively old and unmarried. And also, I'm going to take a room here, Skittles. No bare allowance.
Can you call that buying someone? I think buying someone will then, buying someone comes with trying to manipulate them. I think that's where the buying someone comes in. To say, you're doing all of this, and then you try to manipulate them to say, if I do this, and then I expect you to do A, B, C, D. I think that's where the buying part comes in, trying to manipulate who they are.
I'm not even listening anymore.
And I'm saying the buying part comes when you then try to manipulate this next person to say, just because I did A, B, C, D for you, I expect certain things. Okay. You know, I think that's where the buying part comes in. I mean, I don't expect anything from my girlfriend. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work out. That's it. Move on.
I guess.
Yeah.
So, and I guess.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So what? Are we saying who give their guys, girls who give their guys bare allowance, are also the same type of girls who are willing to help him save up lobola?
I guess so.
Wait a minute.
You're
saying that marigold is helping, let's say, Max.
Yeah.
To save up lobola.
Yeah.
My lobola. That's what I need, man.
No, but you know that it happens, right? You know that it happens, right? It happens, though. It happens.
That's it. Wait a minute. That's just literally marigold mating marigold. I can't do that.
No, no, no.
It's not. It's not.
You'll be in love. And you'll be
enough
seeing
with myself, huh? Enough with myself. Because I literally married myself.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Wait a minute.
If you're starting to come to the baby, 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 baby,
baby,
baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby,
baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby,
baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby, baby,
I see why you've got a boardroom. Yeah. Iron lady.
Asha, I can't marry myself. Okay, fine. It's... Let's say Babana my marigold, something that's literally out of this world, Antika. And then my boyfriend can't provide. I can't help him pay my lobola because I'm marrying myself. That's
so what are you saying about people who've done it before?
I'm very desperate. Yeah,
She said they're desperate. No, I'm not marrying myself. That's literally out of this world.
Skittles, you got something to say?
No.
Well, one thing I do like, though, about Marigold's angle with this is I thought being relatively younger, she would have a more open-minded approach to things like
clearly she's
but she's very yeah. solid on it, which is good. It means that our future is in bright hands.
Nah,
because the generation you guys have started screwing stuff up.
But the thing
you
is,
are the guys who are getting girls to pay their own loan.
My issue comes with this whole women saying equal rights. Where do these equal rights start? Where do they end?
Yeah.
Pabas.
Chete.
Salar.
Chete.
Yeah.
Chete.
I don't think, ultimately, when it comes down to it, I don't think anyone wants equal rights in the household. I don't want to do dishes. I don't want to wash.
Why can't you help? No, not saying you're
no,
doing.
I can help. Helping is not equality. Helping is helping. One's always going to help anyway. Okay. But I'm saying I don't want the household to ever be that place where it's yo Archie today dish duty is you. Nah, okay, ain't Archie, none of
okay,
that. But.
Okay, let's say it happens. This you get married and then maybe you get laid off and your wife keeps working. Are you that type of person who'll be like unosoroka garako pamba? I'll clean you. Don't do anything just because you're the man.
You see, when you're no longer providing, you're no longer the man. I think, nigga, do the dishes. You're at home.
So I think that okay, you won't do the dishes in that case. She's trying to make things work. You're trying. All of you are trying to. I guess.
The balance isn't get distorted because who is now bringing the cheese home?
She is.
I'm not saying she becomes a man. She obviously will still have to respect me as the man.
Yes.
But the level of helping out now needs to increase. Because I obviously need to play my part in the whole ecosystem in the house.
Exactly. And
so you now I
out of your comfort zone. Exactly.
Are you saying that you're not going to make the bed simply because you're a man?
Do you know what? If you're the sort of man who feels like I'm not going to make the bed because I'm a man, make sure you're the man getting the money in the house.
And I'm saying, guys, things do happen. You get laid off. Things like, look at Zimbabwe right now. You get laid off and your wife is down who keeps working. What happens?
Now you start helping out around the house. But I'll fit the duster.
Omopiga oka apron.
And
but then the moment I get home, I take over.
You see, this is gonna be a respectful wife. She comes home and she takes over. I don't know about expecting to come home to supper though, because hey.
And the moment I get home, I take over. But shut up, I need to take one. I'm working my back out. So
for us.
For us.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen working women? Working women be like, yo, I can't spend all day working and then come home and then have to work again. Like, what were you doing all day? Huh? No, no. I paid this DSTV for you to be able to see them highlights, nigga.
Not Kwesi.
Huh? You're not even. Do you watch Kwesi here? Are you watching OVHD? No. Nigga, you're watching S, isn't she? Super Sports. And you can't even make like a simple meal. I even bought a rice cooker for this.
Everything else is here because of me.
No, I guess, like you're saying, it all comes down to maybe. And where your duties then, you know, like you're saying, you don't want to overstep. Is what you're saying? You don't.
Yeah.
Your duties shouldn't overstep a certain limit.
Nah, dude, equality is equality. But I'll never hear noise and wake up and be like, baby, nice to you, and ask her to go check out what the noise outside is. Nah. And we hear a sound outside. I'm getting out of bed. I'm going to go find out what it is.
Here, equality comes later, I think. It just comes later.
I think the people fighting for equality are fighting for it. I'm not going to say where there's equal input, as if in the household there isn't equal input. But people are fighting for equality in other things, like in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And because people already know, half the time you're going to have the same job, but maybe a guy gets paid a lot more. But I think in Zimbabwe, it's the opposite. Because the rated rich women are buying cars.
Thank you.
I think Zimka, talk for no fair equality.
I agree. I'm a lady, but I'm going to agree on this one.
Okay.
Guys,
I think sometimes women are getting overrated. I'm just so sorry to say this, but
it's true. It's like, this will possibly offend a good number of people. But we can't fight for equality and then say medicine. If you're a guy, 15 points. If you're a lady, 12.
Yeah.
I don't think that's equality.
Well, I think... Archie, I don't
agree,
but...
Why?
I think it's equality when you say 15,
14,
not
15. 15.
No, a girl's gonna get home and have to cook, do the dishes, wash, which a guy doesn't do. But no, no,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
And like,
but generally, men have always been smarter. Let's just be honest.
Sure. I mean, to even top it off, men die first, and women, you know, like
yes,
yeah.
Because you don't go through that phase of the man.
Wow, so you're saying that keeps your life longer.
Yeah, it means you are weak
it
because
does.
You are not strengthened every month.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
It actually does, unfortunately.
I think that your period is the fall of the Black Panther.
But it does contribute, honestly.
And with men, it's been stripped away.
It's been stripped away.
I actually think it's an advantage, yet it's actually not an advantage to you guys.
It's okay, Nkurwadzi Wanjiji.
Yeah,
pain and you don't go together.
You can do your whole month in pain and whole child giving birth thing alone. Yeah, we don't want that. Yeah,
you can
stay
there.
Yeah, but
you also need to pay
Lobula.
I can't help you.
Wow. Marigold is not going
to
help anyone pay
Lobula. Yeah, that's she's
but,
made that.
But then again, she's 21.
Yeah.
Don't worry. That age is going to come. If you're not gone by that age.
I'll be 21 on Saturday.
Skittles.
Thank you for this episode. Thank you. I'm going to come back next week.
We should get Steve's uniform.
Yeah, I'm going to come back next week. When do you go on?
We should get a uniform. Archie.
Don't
worry. I'm 2 hours. Can I move? Power sales. Turn our kids section.
You're saying Skittles wears clothes from the kids. No,
I do
say
actually.
It.
I'm gonna say
she
it.
Does that before. She said it before.
But Pachi, but 13 to 14 cannot.
13 to 14 actually.
Wow.
Aww.
But it's okay. It's okay. When I was growing up, I probably wore like 13 to 14 when I was not like 16, 17 because I was.
Are you fucking serious? Small. I'm 26 and you're comparing that.
Yeah, of course. You're,
oh, did you just say your age?
Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore to me.
You see, anyway, like I was saying, Marigold, if you get to 26 like Skittles, your mindset will have changed. Actually, you will help a nigga pay low baller.
Nah. Yeah. My mindset has not changed. It hasn't.
You're not going to help a nigga pay low baller.
No, why would I do that?
You know, I can help you for
am sure. I,
let's just be honest. Let's just be honest on this thing, guys. I can help you do some of this, Andy. If I'm maybe, Ningato Zobisangu bear allowance. But
not low. Everyone is turning around. I'm loving this. Everyone is having a mindset shift. I'm loving this.
No, I'm not shifting. I'm saying you can advise.
Worst shifted. Case scenario is bear allowance. So you need to save from your bear allowance.
Not good directly.
But are you indirectly paying? You
are.
She'll make sure it's not enough for him to save properly.
But it's enough for allowing.
It's enough for him to do a few things.
No, just to get drinks.
No, I won't
just
give him
drinks.
In the name of Omarie Kurora. Kuzurora.
But have you seen this whole Kuzurora thing? Huh? Mm. It happens mostly with especially with women who rise fast in the corporate world.
Exactly.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, I can't say this.
Taura.
Please, enlighten us.
Free to
we
say
are,
it.
We are
free
men, we
do
don't
it.
Know these things.
Yeah. We are a child.
Men flee when you are higher up in the corporate
usually.
Ladder.
They definitely do.
They flee. So at the end of the day, you're going to marry.
No, but the thing is,
guys, Tungare gets it. It's just, you got to go in the outs now. And guys, you see what? Imagine if you are a young man and in your mid to late 20s, I'm not talking about myself here, and this is probably like a friend.
Okay.
Just you.
You're
asking for a friend.
But
it's you technically.
If you are around that age, and imagine you meet someone, you like them, you enjoy each other's company, but Muniani kefu. Do you know how much of a nightmare it will be dating such a person? Thank you. If a curfew is like 5 o'clock, it means you start saying goodbye at 3.
You know, Archie, you're actually,
time to go to Copacabana.
You're actually talking about me here. But I just want to thank God because, you know, going to work, you know, has been an advantage.
It's liberating.
Because
now curfew gets extended.
You know, yesterday I actually got home. It's around 9. You know, I was just like, "Dashi pekas when jokishi mani mani zezu."
Ah, these kids are today though. So, but
it
see?
Works. It works. It's liberating.
Okay.
Our employment.
And so imagine your boyfriend has to go through that crap of you and your curfew.
What time is your curfew?
My curfew is you have to be back home before daddy's back home.
Okay.
So my dad usually gets home at around 7.
Uh-huh.
So my curfew, let's just say, I have to be home by 6. Okay. I have to be home by 6. Yeah.
It's not bad.
6 half 6.
I remember.
6 half 6, yeah.
I'm a guy. But I used to have a curfew.
Same, yeah.
When I was 16,
I had a curfew.
So my curfew was you have to be home before mom is home. It was like yours. And then guess what happened? She started working half days.
Ooh.
Guys.
Iniangu. Classic. So
can I don't tell baby but didn't rush off.
It's just like my curfew was mainly around eating time, like 7. So there was this week, 8 every day. Then on one particular day, she went blast most wakana. After 7, big rice as you big. And I was like, okay. I'm not sure.
This isn't a lodge, Baba. We just come and sleep.
Oh my God!
Wow.
You know how it gets when you're now on attachment. You're working exactly. With some older guys who have got their free dorms. Mm-hmm. And you know, this isn't a lodge. But I actually got tired quickly. because we kept it up for a while.
Saka vaida kuti mutese musvike kumana 6 mutaure nyaya.
Eh, 7 8 vakumba hongoshi, hausvike vanhu varara ka.
Yeah.
Obuda vanhu vakarara.
Mafamba nguva dzinofamba oro.
Ah, they didn't want that.
Hey, even like with my aunt right now, she does that at times. Someone's hey, amuchabatiki ka mazuvano.
Hey, you know,
you know that.
You know, you have to spend the weekend at home.
Exactly. Yeah. Things but, like that.
But that's it, guys. Women are going to be difficult. In, you can't date with, if I don't have a car and you've got a caption. We need things that balance out. If you've got the money and I don't have it.
Yes.
Guys, we just have to help each other. If she has the money, it's like, okay, Skittles, if you lived by yourself and he lived with his mama, would it work out?
No.
But years to years.
Muda to my base A. If one of you has a base, isn't that enough?
Aywa.
No.
Let's flip it. She's saying she can't leave. It won't work out. Let's flip it. She's staying with parents. She's got a curfew and he doesn't. But he has to then go out of his way to try and accommodate that.
That's why I'm not dating, guys. Why are you even stressing?
I ain't got a banana and my kefi. I
ain't got.
As fine.
It does. It,
Someone who's like, and this is good. That is better.
Technically,
and,
it's.
But I mean, like, let's not be rushing to get you home.
All
because
right.
what happens
we
is
we need quality time.
Exactly.
You.
Because once it's like once if your curfew is 6 cents and then you guys get carried away. And it's not like it's not like quarter
don't
to
say
six.
Specifically 6 yeah, because I'm 6.
Okay. 7.
But imagine and, some first take Vuki land, that's why, bruh.
And you start thinking about how do I get her home?
And Makumba 7. This is the time she left at 3.
I think sometimes you just have to look for somebody who's just within your range. Because if you wake up,
Tinder,
it just has to be
Tinder.
Honestly.
Tinder.
Because in English, you could
just search people's
names. You could search their names. You could search their names. No, I'm saying. You have to date somebody who's within your range. Because if you could talk and talk, you could talk. Honestly, it just has to be within your range.
I like this girl.
She doesn't want stress in her life.
I like this girl. I hated her. I like it now.
I got you. I must stay in your lane. Okay. This has been a long episode. We didn't get to 2 hours. That's Wimbika is thing.
Well, it's true. Which is. So episodes just
we go far and
should you call it the 2 hour maid?
I that sounds weird considering that some guys are
Mark.
2 minute men. Mark, where can we find you on social media?
Guys, I don't think I should do that this week because so guys, for this week and even for social media I'm not on social media.
You don't get fun remind you
Radi.
But no goro wagati wani give on the social media.
So yeah,
you're in the right direction.
For this week and over social media. Backlash no gonna go one this. So yeah, I'm not on social media.
This week.
Yeah.
Marigold. She's putting on lip gloss so she can tell us where to find on social media.
No, we'll find in the boardroom.
You find me in the Marigold boardroom.
Sure.
I actually have one. Imagine.
Hey, Twitter, Facebook. You don't want to stalk us?
My Instagram. Only my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Underscore MG underscore.
Huh?
It's just... Okay. So
wow.
Underscore MG underscore.
Yeah.
Underscore MG underscore.
Okay.
Quite it's so
short.
Simple yet so hard.
I know, right?
Because mom, I'm going to write the underscore MG underscore.
Otoshai.
Otoshai. Couldn't find Mary Gold.
Unfortunately, I'm not on IG, so. Are you on Twitter?
Yes, I am. It's just Mary Gold. Everywhere is just Mary Gold. You just search my name. M A R Y G O L D.
Oh, I. Why not I?
Not I.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Y.
Okay.
I used Y.
Okay. Oh, okay. Cool. Can we DM you?
Well, if it's
oh my god,
guys, what the?
I cool.
At Ashimoy and all social media, the business blunders and brilliance.wordpress.com.
Would form a link a item. Should do like Miri. Miri what? sends us.
Miri cannot say hi to you for an entire 2 weeks, but still send you a link to a blog post.
Exactly.
It's not hi.
No, but it will still come. Mm. So
you
can you do that?
Actually had gone through an episode without mentioning.
Damn it!
Yeah. I know, right? Yeah,
it was better him. Next time.
It was him.
No, it's
But I made I came far.
Yeah,
I'll
you came far. Well done.
Skittles.
At she is Skittles on Twitter.
It should be she is Skittles without the uniform.
Yeah, Mark. We are ending this. It's fine. You know what? Thank you for listening, guys. Follow us on Twitter, Noob Nation, right?
Yes.
And
subscribe to the podcast on iTunes podcast or whatever you listen on. Thank you very much. This was us and figuring out
adult in 30 or so
it should just be 1 hour or 2 hours or so.
No,
we can't do that officially. It's 30 minutes, but we just talk a little.
We're black.
Yeah,
plus this is adulthood.
That's just us.
Yeah.
All right, kudos.